Chapter 20.
The way Han saw the game now, the problem was Ditto's eye. She was afraid the pain of having it burned, even if it was only a simulated burn, would leave it blind. So after Geb refused to allow Han's string bet, Ditto had called Bardoon's bet of a broken nose and hoped the next chip card would save her. It hadn't. And now she was sitting on a 12-card hand, facing a very painful session with the torture droid. If Ditto's score wasn't a bomb out already, it soon would be. Meanwhile, Bardoon was sitting next to her, drinking in all that fear she was pouring into the Force.
"The bet's to you, Solo,"
Geb reminded him. Her finger was poised over the zapper button, ready to give him another brain jolt if he tried to cheat again.
"We checking it around?"
"Not this time."
As Han spoke, he was watching Bardoon, looking for the dusky tell that would suggest the fiend was worried. It wasn't there. So Bardoon had a pretty decent score, and Han had absolute zero. The smart play would be to bet small and keep the hand going, hoping Bardoon would make a mistake or suffer a bad card shift. But the Krefs were out of the game, which meant they were thinking about something other than Han Solo. And that had to change. Han needed to do something to set them off, to keep their minds on him instead of on the Jedi coming for them. Han turned toward Geb.
"Now I bet death, and I call the..."
He stopped when Geb's finger started to descend toward the button.
"Oh, that's right. I can't do that yet."
"Cute, Solo," Geb said. "I should scramble your brains for trying to call the hand out of sequence."
Han shrugged.
"As long as the death bet stands."
He paused, trying to think of a way to scare Ditto into folding, then finally decided he had no choice but to cheat by announcing his intention to end the hand.
"I can always call the hand after."
Geb's finger came down, and the probe needles in his head unleashed a blast of crackling pain. He slumped in his chair, shuddering and half-paralyzed, until Ohali Sorok's red Duros eyes grew even larger and rounder than usual.
"Stop!" Ohali said. "It is no fault of Captain Solo's if you have fallen for the Kref's false promises."
Good, Han thought. Ohali understood his plan. Geb glared at Ohali, then released the button.
"This has nothing to do with the Krefs," she said. "Solo is cheating. Again."
"You punish Captain Solo for speaking out of turn," Ohali said. "Yet you work for the Krefs, when you know they will renege on their promises."
"They've paid me so far," Geb said.
"Sure. Well, they still need you,"
Han said, beginning to recover from the jolt.
If he could make Geb really angry, she might forget about Ohali long enough for the Duros to disable the brain zapper button.
"But you're a carking fool if you actually believe they can get rid of that nano killer."
But Geb wouldn't take the bait. She shook her head, then turned to Ditto.
"The bet is to you."
"I have to withdraw."
Ditto gathered her chip cards and sent them spinning into the discard pile, her shoulders slumping as she contemplated her losses.
"When Captain Solo calls the hand, I'll bomb out."